morning and welcome, listeners, to this second hour of this special edition broadcast of Shooting from the Hip on this Black Friday. I'm Jeff Pedro and with Mark Avery, and we're from Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. We're located at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, right across from DP&L. You can visit us on the web at sim-trainer.com, or you can give us a call at 937-293-3914. I want to remind our listeners that we're holding a special all-day 9 to 9, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Black Friday sale at the range, where we're going to be liquidating many of our new and used guns. Our new guns consist of a variety of manufacturers from Springfield to Glock to Smith & Wesson, and we have several Mossberg shotguns that we have left over from our most recently offered shotgun course. Those are all new, with the exception of one. We have one used one, and then we have a full line of our range guns that we're going to be liquidating over the next 30 days, and certainly buyers can get in there and take advantage of costs that are going to be well below dealer pricing on some of the used guns, and we have anywhere from 20 to 30 different models and manufacturers in stock. We'll also be offering 10% off accessories, firearms accessories, and our case lots of ammo, which are very limited, by the way, but nonetheless, 10% are already reduced pricing on case lots of ammo. We'll also be offering our Try It Before You Buy It program, which is normally $10 for the price of the gun, and then whatever the price of a box of ammo is, we will add the second gun for free if you want to compare one gun to the other. Mark came up with a great idea here at the top of the hour, and we're going to be offering our First Shots class. Pay for the first class and bring a friend for free. So if you register today and today only for any of our upcoming First Shots classes, which fill up on a regular basis, we're already scheduling into 2012, you pay for yourself and your friend gets to come for free. And finally, we will offer $25 off of our membership and or course enrollment fees. And that is for all courses except for our First Shots class, which is only $25, and there's a special already running on that. So if you have a chance, stop down at the range at 2031 Dryden Road from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and we'll be more than glad to discuss any of your firearms-related needs, talk to you about our competitive shooting league, about the courses that we offer. Speaking of the courses, our most popular courses that people are interested in are the First Shots class, and I believe there might be a couple of openings on the 17th, but I know that the class on the 3rd is already full. We also have our concealed carry class coming up December 12th through the 15th, and there are at least 6 or 7 slots still available in that course, so this is a great opportunity for you to get a $25 savings, get that class before the end of the new year, and we'll be more than glad to get you started. And if you take the opportunity to look at our website, you can see that all of our 2012 course offerings are listed. So if this is too short a notice to get registered for one of the December classes, you can certainly get registered and take advantage of savings for the 2012 classes.
First Shots classes, the next two classes in the beginning of the year are January 7th, which is a Saturday morning, and January 19th, which is a Thursday evening. So that would, if you're interested in a First Shots class, and Saturday the 17th doesn't work for you, then those are the next two beyond that. We'd be glad to get you registered.
Yeah, for some of our new listeners out there, First Shots class is the great class to get involved in the shooting sports. The class is designed for people with little to no experience. It's structured in such a way that you spend the first hour in the classroom talking about range safety and firearm safety, the functional operation of firearms, and the fundamentals of shooting. And then the fun part of the day is you get to go out on the range under the direct supervision of our trained staff and instructors, and you get to fire 50 rounds from a variety of distances, and you get to actually feel the firearm, see how you put those fundamentals into practice, and then bring you back into the classroom for the last half hour or so, and we talk about different ways that you can enjoy the shooting sports. So it's a great opportunity for you to get introduced to the shooting sports, find out if it's something you're interested in, another hobby, if you're going to go ultimately into concealed carry and you've had no prior experience. Again, it's a perfect send-off or step-off course to get started with.
And then our basic handgun class is a great way if you are interested again in concealed carry. That's a great way for you to find out which gun is the right gun for you to get in order to use for personal defense. Again, we open our safe to that class, and so if you don't have to bring a firearm, you don't have to have your own. If you do already, of course, we'll teach you how to shoot that. But if you haven't yet made a firearms purchase and you're looking to do one, and you are looking specifically for a concealed carry or for a home defense or personal defense firearm, the basic handgun class and the next one that we have is on the 17th of December in the afternoon, starting at 4 o'clock. That's a great way for you to figure out what's the right gun for me. Learn those fundamentals. Transfer the fundamentals that you may have picked up at a First Shots class, but you don't have to have had that class first. It's just it works out well that way if you do. And then transfer those skills into shooting a little higher caliber weapon for personal defense and be able to identify which of those guns works for you, try several different guns, and find the one that you like.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because obviously we're very proud of our course offerings at Sim Trainer. And our First Shots class a couple years ago got a national recognized award. And our concealed carry class is unique in that we have an attorney come in and talk about the legal issues in our course of fire is very structured. But the basic class has kind of crept up on us as far as popularity because it gives people a chance to come in. And in addition to learning the basic fundamentals of shooting, they get to do that with a variety of different guns, and they can very quickly learn how to shoot and at the same time find the gun that's right for them. So many of those people go straight from that class to the store, or they order a gun to the gun store, or they order a gun through us, and then they go right into concealed carry, and they score very well on the course of fire because they've learned the basic fundamentals, and they apply the fundamentals with the gun that's right for them, and that's a unique aspect that I think we brought to the table with our basic class.
Yeah, we have a pretty broad range of folks that come take our concealed carry class, and the folks who often do the very best during the qualification are the ones who are the new shooters who have just learned the fundamentals, and they learn them correctly. They learn the proper way to do the grip, sight alignment, and trigger control, which are really, that's the main part of placing an accurate shot. And they outshoot the folks who've been shooting for a long time because maybe they've never had it in a course. They were like me, perhaps, starting out. I was trained by my father when I was about 10 years old, and I've been shooting for a long time. But it wasn't until I got a class here at Sim Trainers where I actually had my concealed carry class that those fundamentals really became obvious, and that's when I really stepped it up in terms of being able to handle a handgun. Jeff, let's go out to the phones and talk to Bob in Bellbrook, who's called in. Bob, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Thanks for hanging on.
Sure. I have a World War I German Luger artillery officer piece passed down from my grandfather. All the serial numbers match. It's in excellent condition. But I've received conflicting recommendations from my shooting friends about, you know, you ought to fire it occasionally or should be on display or whatever. What do you recommend I do?
What is your objective?
Well, I mean, I'd love to fire it occasionally, just have it there. I'm not intending to sell it or anything. It's a family, you know, piece, if you will.
Okay.
But I was just, you know, I want the proper care of it too. You know, just I don't want to diminish its value whatsoever or anything like that.
Well, firing the gun will indeed diminish its value. But if it's already, if it was, that would be particularly true if it was in mint condition and had never been fired. But if it was a gun that's been fired and, you know, it really comes down to the more you fire it, the more you're going to reduce the value. But that's, you know, at what point do you want to trade that off in terms of having it be something that is a real, no kidding, it's getting some use type of firearm and can then pass down through the family as well?
You know, I will also add to that, if you do fire it, that's fine, but I want to encourage you to give some thought to getting it to a competent armorer who's familiar with that gun so he can do a thorough and proper cleaning of the gun in between the times that you actually fire it so that it maintains its really, you know, desirable condition so that if and when you or a family member down the road decides to get rid of it, it's still been maintained. And one of the problems I've seen with older guns is people go out and they shoot them a few times and they put them away. They shoot them a few times, they put them away. It's not so much the shooting and the gunpowder, but they take it out into a day like today. Now, it's not so much, not much humidity today, but it's humid. The time they take it out to an outdoor range, they shoot it, they don't wipe it down, then they put it away. Condensation starts to build up. You get some pitting on the finish, and even though it may be slight, it now diminishes the quality of the gun. So I want to encourage you to be mindful of making sure it gets cleaned properly in between shootings so that it maintains the level of desirability that would maximize its value.
Well, I appreciate that. If I did fire it, would be like a clip a year or anything like that? I mean, you know, basically what I'm hearing is you're advising not to shoot it. But,
I've got a little bit different stance. I don't think Mark's advising that at all. I think guns are made to be shot.
I agree.
The point Mark made at the beginning, if it had never been fired and you inherited it, and it's a World War One heirloom, my advice to you would be not to fire it because it's a mint condition gun. It's got maximum value unfired. It's like any or many other collectible items, whether it's baseball cards or different things. If they're in mint condition, the package has never been opened, which makes no sense to me because what good is a pack of baseball cards or a gun if it's never been fired? But that's the world. You've already explained to us that it's been fired, you fired it, you have desire to fire it, and quite frankly, the gun you have is going to be fun for you to fire, and I think you should take pictures of yourself firing it because you're one of probably 1% or less of the world that's had an opportunity to shoot that kind of a gun. So that in and of itself is unique, and if you and I were friends, I would very much appreciate the opportunity to go to the range and fire one shot and you take a picture of me shooting that gun because that has value to me shooting a World War One relic.
Absolutely. In fact, if you want to come down to the range today, we'll be more than happy to set that up.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm definitely interested in coming down to the range, and you know, it's certainly closer to my house than the other ranges and whatever, but... you know, again, I want to preserve the value. My grandfather brought it back from World War One, and I know it was used in combat. So it has been fired.
Well, and one other thing we haven't talked about this morning is that we now have an armorer at the range, and he's going to be there. He's got a new shop set up in on the north end of our building, and Doug does a great job, and he would be more than happy to take a look at that gun and make sure that everything is safe with it. And give you some advice on how to well care for it.
Well, that'd be great. Well, I'll certainly look forward to coming down there.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much for calling the show. Let's go out to Tony in Quincy, who has a question for us. Tony, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I got a question. I have a lot of guns that I've purchased over the years off family members and things. They're not registered. By law, am I required to register these guns?
No, you don't. There's no gun registration in Ohio. There's no federal gun registration unless it's a fully automatic weapon, and those would already have to be registered and transferred for you to own it legally. So, no, there's no need for that whatsoever. You can own a firearm. You just want to probably keep a record of the serial numbers in case something were to happen and anything were to get stolen, you'd be able to identify them. But, yeah, there is no requirement to register your firearms with anybody.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for calling the show. We are going to take a break here for just a few minutes, and we will be back shortly. If you'd like to be on the show, give us a call at 457-1290. 457-1290 will get you into the Master Control Studio, and we will get you up on the show. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio WHIO.
Good morning and welcome back to the show. This is Jeff Pedro and Mark Avery in with Shooting from the Hip, and we're going to talk about a few things here before we go back out to the phones. But I want to remind our listeners, if you want to call into the show and get on the air, give us a call at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. For our listeners out there, I want to let you know that we're going to be having a great sale down at the range today from 9 to 9. We're going to be selling a variety of new and used firearms. We have a sale in our accessories, 10% off accessories, and our case lots of ammo. We also have some sales on some of the other products that we offer. Our Try It Before You Buy It program, you will get a free second gun in addition to the first gun if you want to compare one to the other to see what's right for you. Plus, we'll be on hand to maybe offer you some pointers to help you get over the hump and decide which gun is the best for your particular situation. We also have a deal going with our First Shots classes. If you register today and today only for First Shots, any of our upcoming First Shots classes, you get to register one at full price of $25, and you bring a friend for free. So that's a $25 savings. And then we're offering $25 off of our memberships and other course enrollments outside of the first shots class, whether it's a basic handgun or concealed carry or our advanced handgun series 1 through 5, which will be offered 4 times throughout the year in 2012. We offer 1 through 5 each quarter in succession, and we give you 1 year if you want to purchase the package. 1 through 5, you have 1 year from the day you begin to finish the sequence, and gives you an opportunity to go on to advanced training and get better with your firearm, regardless of what that reason might be, whether it's concealed carry or competitive shooting. We'll also be glad to talk to you about our competitive shooting league, which is offered on Tuesday evenings. And that is a league that is designed to help you get practical and tactical, get used to using the gun that you carry for concealed carry or might be using in self-defense, so that if a situation arises, you're better qualified and capable of handling that particular firearm. We want to encourage you to come down to the range today, see what we're all about. I know there's a lot of new listeners out there. Remind you that we are normally on the air on Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m., this is a special Black Friday edition. The WHIO was nice enough to give us the opportunity to share with the Miami Valley listeners audience, and we greatly appreciate that opportunity, and we hope that we give you some interest, or at least spawn some interest, to encourage you to stop by the store at 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, right across from DP&L. If you want to see what we're about, visit us on the web at sim-trainer.com, or beginning at 9 o'clock, you can give us a call at 293-3914, and we'll be glad to direct you down to the range or talk to you about any issues that you might have. And if you want to get back on the air, give us a call at 457-1290.
And if you'd like also to get more information about the show itself, Shooting from the Hip, you can go to our website at sim-trainer.com/radio, and that is the radio page. That's the show page that has links to all our previous shows and some of the show notes. It also has a link to our Facebook page. So if you're on Facebook and you'd like to like us down there, we'd love to have you do that, and we'd appreciate finding out who you are and finding out a little bit more about you. It's also a way to get some information when there are updates for the show. That's where you'll find that. There's also a link to our podcast if you'd like to just have that downloaded to your listening device. We're going to take a break and go out to Sandy Collins in the News Center. Give us a call at 457-1290. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
God bless America. This is your blood brother, Ted Nugent, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
I want to welcome our listeners back to the show. I'm Jeff Pedro in with Mark Avery, and I want to just remind our listeners of some features of our sale today, reference to the new guns. The new guns that we're going to be selling today, we have a fresh stock of Springfield XD and XDMs in stock. We also have several Glocks and Smith & Wesson M&Ps. And I have about 6 or 7 Mossberg shotguns that are left over from the shotgun class. A couple of them, one of them is used and the others are new.
I may have to get one of those.
Well, and I know one of our members is already eyeballing 2 of them, and he told me to kind of tentatively put them on hold, and he's going to try to be one of the first ones there because we have some great deals, and I want to give you an opportunity, or I want to make sure you take advantage of the opportunity to take advantage of some great deals, because we are selling them at unbelievably low prices today, and they're priced to sell. And again, main purpose with our used guns in particular is we're liquidating the inventory because we're going to replace all them with some of the same guns and then some of the new guns coming out in 2012 in our range gun program. And for those of you who may be a little bit unfamiliar with what we do down at Sim Trainer on the range gun program, the reason we keep so many guns in stock is because we want people to get the opportunity to shoot the gun that they think they're interested in or compare guns so that they get the gun that's right for them. In order to do that, we have to stock several. We're more than glad to do that. And the way we do that is we know that at the end of each year, when we liquidate that inventory, people are going to get a great deal on a very good gun that has been used only for our range program, and it's just a great way to pick up a good gun at a good price. And I want to encourage you to come on down and see what we have to offer and see if something's right for you.
Well, that's something that people may not understand about the gun industry, is that once a gun has been fired, it can no longer be sold as new. And so, I mean, obviously it's fired at the factory, but once it gets past that, we can't sell it as new. So you can't just try out a gun and then decide whether or not you're going to buy it. If you do that, it's no longer a new gun. So that's, we have these various different models, in the safe. And when you try out one of our guns, then you're trying out one that's exactly like the one that you would buy, because they're all manufactured that way. And that gives you an opportunity to try out before you buy it. And that's why we have that program. But then that means we also have to have some used guns. And when we do rotate them from our range stock and sell those off and then get new ones to have in the safe. So that's why we do that.
Just to give you an idea, the savings, I have a couple of Glock 19s that new will run in cost from anywhere from a $479 to $549. And you'll be able to pick one of those up today for about $375. And it's a great cost savings and a great opportunity to get a real good gun. But that's just one example of the savings you're going to realize today. One other thing I wanted to mention at the top of the first hour, I noticed in today's headline, they had a headline, Gun Buyer Background Checks Missing Data. And, of course, that's information that's being provided by the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, who we've talked about several times. They're really an anti-gun group that promotes its own agenda. And in this particular article, I read it twice. It doesn't say a whole lot, but one of their...
But it sounds terrible.
Yeah, but it sounds terrible. And the unfortunate reality is somebody who, like myself, typically just reads the headlines and doesn't pay much attention to the substance of the article, especially when I'm reading this paper, because it doesn't have a whole lot to offer anyway. But in this particular case, they mentioned that federal agencies and states, in some cases, ignore federal law and fail to report records. Well, the problem isn't a gun problem. It's the way they've stated it here, it's a problem in the way data is recorded, reported, and archived at the state and federal level. If, in fact, there's truth to what they're talking about here, then they need to address the issue concerning the reporting of data, as opposed to making the innuendo that it's guns that are bad and guns in the hands of bad people do bad things. And the bottom line is, we already know that.
Well, here's part of the issue is Mayors Against Illegal Guns has been promoting this Fix Gun Checks Act in Congress. It's basically a gun control bill, but they're trying very hard to put more restrictions on gun owners, and they have been failing at doing that now since since the Clinton gun ban went into effect and gun owners woke up. They have failed at every attempt that they've made to put more restrictions on law-abiding gun owners. And that's what this is all about. I'm sure this story was fed to these writers through a press release that's not the whole story, but, you know, that's where this information comes from. If you read through this and then you read through the press releases from Mayors Against Illegal Guns, a lot of this is taken right out of that. And that's unfortunate because they do have an agenda. They're not in any way trying to prepare or present a fair and balanced picture of what's going on in the gun community. And these problems, there may be some problems that need to get fixed. You don't need a law to fix that. You just need people to do what they're already supposed to do.
That's exactly right. And they mentioned that between 1999 and 2009, the national reporting system processed over 100 million background checks. And they state that they blocked an estimated 1.6 million permit applications because the people were somehow ineligible to purchase a firearm. Now think about that. They processed 100 million, 1.6 million, or 1.6%, if my math is correct, were found to be inadequate. That meant that 98.4% of the people who applied had no problems and could legally own a gun. Now, the other side of that is there's a lot of reasons why that $1.6 million people were ineligible, and I would like them to at least follow up with the study and look into a select number, a random sample of that 1.6 million to find out what their world's all about and what the circumstances are.
One thing we know, and we have seen it at our own range, sometimes people who are perfectly legitimately gun owners and eligible to purchase a firearm will come back as denied.
Yeah.
And then they can appeal that, but I'm sure that denial is showing up in that 1.6 million.
Well, certainly a percentage of them are. And my point is, when you're looking at 1.6% of the total, no matter what we're looking at in life, when you've got 98.4% doing it right, that's a pretty darn good track record.
Yeah, I wish we had that in just regular society.
That's exactly, yeah, exactly. Can you
imagine if we had 98.4% of all the drivers had no accidents and no violations?
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, exactly. The other point they make
probably
is that
you out of work.
Most of the guns used in crimes are obtained illegally. That's true. And then it goes on to say, or through casual sales such as garage sales and classified ads.
Wrong.
Come on, wait a minute. I mean, pick up your Sunday paper and find out how many guns are being added or sold. And in all my years of visiting garage sales and, you know, having six kids, we frequented garage sales on a regular basis as we were raising our family. And I can honestly say I don't remember ever seeing a gun at a garage sale. Now, I'll go so far as to say maybe they misspoke there and maybe they meant flea markets and things of that case. I know that has happened on rare occasions. And there, they obviously don't require any background checks when a private individual sells a gun to another person. But when you look at the total number of illegal guns as a law enforcement officer, and I know the truth, and knowing the data that is compiled by the FBI on a regular basis, the majority of them are being obtained illegally. They're stealing them from legal gun owners. They're having straw purchasers, people who can legally buy guns, buy them for them in a few rare exceptions. But the bottom line is they're obtaining them illegally. The laws are already in place. The mechanism's already in place to take it. Let's enforce the laws. Let's get the violators and stick them to the stringent penalties that they get when they break those laws. And I think you're going to solve the problem. But I just want people to make sure they read between the lines and look at this article, not with a whole lot of concern, because it really doesn't say a whole lot. They need to everything government touches needs to be improved with. I mean, this day and age, I think it's been shown time and time again that anytime government touches a process, we need to refine it. We need to make it better. And there's no difference here. They need to do the things that are already in place, make the people that have to do the checks and record the data accurately do what they're supposed to do, and that's going to solve the problem.
That's absolutely true. And unfortunately, you get folks like Mayor Bloomberg's organization, Mayors Against Illegal Guns. You get the Brady Campaign Against Gun Violence, which is really, although they try to say they're not against the legal ownership of firearms, everything they do restricts firearms owners, they're not going to do anything, or almost nothing that they propose will stop bad people from doing bad things, because they don't go through the legal process to get guns because they're already prohibited from owning firearms.
You know, Mark, we managed to make it through an hour and a half without expressing our personal opinions and showing our passion, but I think it's important for our listeners to know that
there
we
is
are
some
passionate. We are passionate about our beliefs because we're on the right side, and it's the anti-gunners that are promoting rhetoric that doesn't have a whole lot of substance to it that they try to go ahead and paint a different picture than really exists, and it's unfortunate, but that's one of the reasons we're on the air, because we want to promote the truth. We want to challenge these individuals, and they mention in the article that some of the local mayors of some of the local cities have banded with this group of mayors against illegal guns. We extend an open opportunity for them to call the show and share their belief system with you, the listeners, and let's have meaningful dialogue. Right, wrong, or indifferent, let's share the dialogue and let's get the facts out there. We've invited Toby Hoover and other individuals to call. Obviously, we've not had any takers, but we think that would be a healthy dialogue and give people an opportunity to express their opinion one side or the other. And obviously, we're gonna promote our agenda, but we often back our data with statistics, and that's something that the opposition doesn't often do.
We argue with fact, and that sometimes it makes it really tough for folks. Yeah. Let's take a quick turn for the last minute before our last break and talk about the Glock raffle that we've got going on at the range.
Yeah, we have a Glock raffle where we've only limited our sale of tickets to 100. That's been going on for the last month, and we're going to sell the remaining few tickets that we have available for that to get up to 100 today. And we're actually going to have the drawing, regardless of what number we end up at, 5 o'clock. The individual is going to win a rough textured grip Glock 17. It's a modern firearm. It's a very nice firearm for somebody that might be getting started out in the shooting sports to utilize. And it comes with a range bag, and it has a hat, a set of hearing protection, and a couple of other Glock accessories.
Package from Glock.
That's exactly right. The Glock's been nice enough to provide us. So if you have a chance to stop by the range, make sure you ask about how you get your tickets. Tickets are $10 a piece, or three for $25, and there's only a few left to go. And again, we're going to have that drawing, and the owner will be notified today, and they can make that transfer this afternoon or this evening or over the weekend, whatever the case might be. But that's going to be a great gift for themselves or for somebody that they may be buying that for.
We're going to take our last break for the hour. Give us a call at 457-1290. If you have a question you'd like to get on the air, this is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio WHIO.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRANews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and 95.7 FM News Talk Radio WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery with Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip. We just have a few more minutes left, but if you want to get in real quick, you can give us a call at 457-1290. 457-1290 is the number here into the studio.
Remind our listeners that we will be back on the air tomorrow from 2 to 3, so if you didn't get in today and you've got some issues, give us a call tomorrow, and we'll be glad to get you on the air. Today, please take an opportunity to stop down the range. We're located at 2031 Dryden Road, right across from DP&L. Real easy to find. You can call us at 293-3914. That's 293-3914, or visit us on the web at sim-trainer.com. And a lot of the information that you'll need will be found there. But if not, please give us a call when we open at 9 o'clock. We'll be open all day from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We have some great deals going on. Our Black Friday sale, great deals on new and used handguns, accessories, ammunition, training classes, whatever you need. Mark and I will be on hand along with a couple of other staff members who've been so kind to volunteer some of their time today, and they're going to stop by. And if you've got, maybe you're not shooting straight and you want some modification, we'll be on hand to offer some pointers, and we can usually get you squared around in just a few minutes. Because as Mark and I tell people so many times, getting good at shooting is pretty easy, and it's just a matter of emphasizing fundamentals, and usually it's just a matter of correcting somebody's fundamentals, and we get you back on stride and get you where you want to be. And be sure to stop by the range, and we'll be more than glad to spend some time doing that with you today.
We've got one call. Let's go out to the phone and talk to Alan, who has a question for us. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Got a quick question. I happen to carry a Glock 23, and you're familiar with an item called a clip draw that you can use to actually attach
right
to the side of it, and then you can use it as a inside the waistband.
Right. I'm familiar with it.
I just wonder, are they legal in the state of Ohio?
Yes, it's legal. We don't recommend it all by itself simply because it doesn't cover the trigger. So you
right
stick that into your waistband, and you get caught on anything, you could activate the trigger mechanism and cause a serious problem when a gun goes off inside your pants.
Oh, of course.
Now there are some ways to deal with that, and there is a very small holster that covers just the trigger guard that is on a leash, and then when you pull it out, it automatically pulls itself off. That's a little bit more advanced. Don't really recommend that, but it certainly is an option if people wanted to do that. When the law changed to eliminate all of the requirements for how you can carry in a motor vehicle, that became an option for people. But it's very much like tucking a gun in your waistband without a holster. In fact, that's exactly what it is. It just keeps it from falling down.
Sure.
And it's not something that we typically recommend, but we know that there are people out there who want to do that.
Could I ask you one quick question? What's your feel about laser?
Lasers are that's a topic. In fact, why don't we talk about that on Saturday when between 2 and 3 p.m. Tomorrow, because that's going to take more than just the few seconds that we have left.
All right,
it's not a bad thing. There's a lot of uses for lasers. There's a lot of people that like lasers, but you know, there's some things that work better than others, and lasers, you know, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. So thanks very much for calling the show. We need to punch out here real quick, and we're going to be headed over to the News Center with Sandy Collins, followed by In the Kitchen with Chef Jeff, coming up at 9 o'clock right after the news break. So we thank you very much for joining us today. We've had a great time. And be back with us on Saturday, tomorrow afternoon from 2 to 3, and we will have another hour of Shooting from the Hip. Thank you so much for giving us a call. Stop by the range today from 9 to 9 as we will have our special event. That's much longer than we're normally open on Friday. Usually we don't open until 5 o'clock. So hope you'll come down. Maybe the members will be down there and have some good time with just a chance to meet and greet and stay away from the mall. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and now 95.7 FM News Talk Radio, WHIO.